Good morning. This is R.T. Fitch coming to you live from the Antelope Complex, Northeast Nevada, from the Stampede. The BLM Stampede is taking place in its final days here. We currently are inside our vehicle. It's 29 degrees with a 30-mile-an-hour wind. The helicopter's being refueled, and from what we've seen today, we thought we'd give you this audio update. Although Laura Lee has been out here and for over a year watching what happens with these wild horses, and considering the fact that Terry and I are not strangers to this horrible process, what we have seen here in the last 48 hours is enough to make your blood boil. We have a contractor here with a pilot that stampedes these horses. We posted very quickly a video last night to show you that. We apologize that we cannot write. We're up before dawn and don't get back until late. Many times that helicopter pilot is in front of the horses. He splits the bands. There are horses scattered all over this valley, lathered, lost, families broken. Pregnant mares are harassed. And when they do run into the trap is constructed incorrectly. The topography of the land is not utilized. They literally run into a brick wall where they are put into a holding pen and immediately lathered up 29 degrees with a chill factor of about zero into an open trailer, transported approximately 40 minutes down one of the dustiest, bumpiest dirt roads you've ever seen, and then are put out on the highway for an additional hour at 75 miles an hour. Calculate what the wind chill factor is on these horses. The way they're loaded, the way they're treated, and the way they are put into trailers that don't even have pads in them, it's just despicable. Although the BLM personnel who are accompanying both Terry, Laura, and her son have been very, very kind and receptive, there is nothing we can do as we stand here and watch what's happening to these horses. So I'm calling in to ask you to call your congressman, to call your senator, to call the president, and put a stop to this nonsense. These are our taxpayer dollars. Who I am isn't important. What I am is important. I'm one of you. We're all together. We all pay our taxes. We're hardworking American citizens, and this has got to stop. With any sort of luck tonight, please stay tuned to the blog. We hope to put up more pictures and video, and perhaps we'll have the opportunity to do some writing. It appears that the helicopter is coming shortly in 10 minutes, and we're going out there for you to be a witness for the horses and to document this travesty. Best to all, may the force of the horse be with you. Ciao.